Support for WPR comes from the Stevens Point area, offering a variety of getaway experiences, itineraries and ideas for beer lovers, foodies, outdoor recreation fans, and more are at StevensPointArea.com.
Support for WPR comes from Rutabaga Paddle Sports, offering kayaks, canoes, and outdoor equipment for anyone wanting to experience the natural beauty of Wisconsin water. 2620 Rimrock Road in Madison or RutabagaShop.com.
So there's a bird that's kind of a holy grail for hardcore birders, the ivory-billed woodpecker. Like the Loch Ness Monster, it's not even supposed to exist. It's been labeled extinct for 150 years, except every few decades, somebody spots one. And one sighting in 1932 launched an epic expedition to find, photograph, and capture the first ever recording of the rare bird. Craig Ely has the story.
It's 1935, and Jim Tanner is wading through a Louisiana swamp looking for an ivory-billed woodpecker. He's part of an expedition from the Cornell Ornithology Lab to record the calls of America's rare birds. And the ivory bill is the rarest. In fact, just a few years earlier, most people thought the country's largest woodpecker was extinct. So when a Louisiana legislator walked into the state game office and asked for a permit to shoot one, they humored him. A few days later, he triumphantly displayed his trophy, with a scarlet crest and white beak. It was a male ivory bill. Word spread quickly among birders, whose outrage at the kill was matched by their optimism. The ivory bill was still out there. At Cornell, they hatched a plan. The head of the lab, Doc Allen, convinced the American Museum of Natural History to fund the trip by promising to record a variety of bird calls. But the ivory bill was the main target. Paul Kellogg loaded a truck with 1,500 pounds of recording gear and microphones, many of which he designed himself. Jim Tanner, a promising grad student, went along to help out. He was 21 years old and kept a diary throughout the trip.
Wednesday, February 13th. Left Doc's house at 9:15 a.m. Paul and Mrs. Kellogg in a little rush. Doc and I in big. Good day for driving. Roads are clear and a nice sunset. Arrived in Washington at 9:30 p.m. Ambassador Hotel.
They head south toward the spot where the ivory bill had been shot. It's a plot of Louisiana forest owned by the Singer Company, whose plan is to one day turn the trees into sewing machine cabinets. The recording truck is too heavy for the swampy roads, so they unpack the gear and transfer it to a wooden cart. They enlist a local farmer and his two mules, who lead the cart toward the interior, where they hope the ivory bills are waiting. The first few days, nothing.
Friday, April 5th. Went out looking for ivory bills, but had no luck all day. We heard several turkeys gobble, slapped at many mosquitoes, felt a bit discouraged in the evening, but figured we would find them soon.
The very next day, with the men spread out across the swamp, they hear a female ivory bill and follow her calls to a large stump. There's a woodpecker hole in the middle.
Then the male suddenly appeared and flew into the nest hole. He clamped on the lower part of the nest hole with his feet. He looked around. His big white bill and white eye were in stark contrast to his black face. The crest was long and scarlet, and every one of us had his eyes glued on the bird.
There's laughter in camp that night, some of it at the expense of Paul Kellogg, who missed the sighting while he was working on the recording equipment. They found the bird, but they still needed what they came for. They needed to record it. 2 days later, after taking pictures of the birds and studying them in their habitat, they start moving the equipment toward the nest.
While we were resting the mules, I heard a kint south of the road and followed it. It called some more, and once I saw it fly, it sounded as though two birds were talking, and right near there we found a hole high in a tree. Without much trouble, we took the wagon in, and soon after that, Paul had the apparatus set up.
That was the first, and possibly the last, recording of an ivory-billed woodpecker. Those few days in Louisiana launched Tanner's life's work, defending the bird and its habitat. He went back to the swamp for the next 3 years to study the birds and wrote the definitive book on the ivory bill. He fought against the logging of those Louisiana woods and lost. Jim Tanner died in 1991, having last seen an ivory bill in 1939.
Craig Ely brought us that story. In the last 10 years, there have been two other reported sightings of an ivory-billed woodpecker, but despite extensive searches and surveillance, neither could be confirmed. So to date, the best documentation remains what Jim Tanner found back in the 1930s.